Joining me today on CFBS Radio is Wanda Beaudoin, the mayor of the municipality of Blanc-Sablon. Hello, Wanda.
Good afternoon, Abigail.
It's been a little while since we've spoken. I'm sure there's a lot of information to update the population about.
Yes, there is.
Maybe we could talk first about the rangers that have been activated in the municipalities of the Lower North Shore.
Yes, the rangers have been activated in all the Lower North Shore on April 15th. Right now, their mandate was to do surveillance in the community, like monitor the social gathering and the social distancing. They did this over the weekend, was also to support seniors and vulnerable population. Right now, even with the rangers, the directives are changing, and we know the rangers was set up through the CIS and through public health with the request that was submitted by the MRC. And right now, any people, and you're going to see a communique coming out from the MRC either today or tomorrow, that any person, any senior, or any vulnerable population that requires service for the rangers, all over the coast have to call 1-844-887-2020 extension 0 to communicate their request. So this is something that's new because we want to make sure that there's an entry point for all the calls so the calls don't get lost for the whole coast. So that's what's set up, and this call is going to go into our MRC, and they're going to receive all the demands and transfer them back to the different ranger groups.
Thank you for that information, Wanda. And we had also discussed a bit about the gas price, the major increase. Can you tell us a little bit about the information you have for this?
Yes, we saw a major increase on April 16th, an increase of 30 cents. That was very frustrating for the population. And I got to be honest with you, we had a council meeting this week and I've been called by my counselors and all that. And for us as council and for me as mayor, it's very frustrating as well. We were told that this increase occurred from the village of Cartwright right up to Kegaska. But after validation, it's not as far as Kegaska. There was an increase, but not at the same rate. The rate of 30 cents from Cartwright 204. It's certain that we were very frustrated on emails out to our different government stakeholders, and we also cannot understand why the price that's given in Labrador is to be applied in Quebec. Like, something didn't make very much sense here. I got to tell you, it's a very complex file, and we didn't get very much answers back, but it's not something that we're giving up on. We sent our emails, like I said, up the chain. We sent it to the MERN, to Sophia Talzif and Emily Paquet. That's the one that's for the Minister of Environment and Natural Resources. We also sent it to our MAMASH directress, who is responsible for all the municipalities and MRCs. And we also sent it to our deputy, Madame Lorraine Richard. Certain that we're not getting very much feedback now. We know there's a lot of things going on. Right now, the response is not coming in very fast.
Thank you for the update, Wanda. And you also wanted to tell the population some information about the local food bank.
Yes, I don't know if all the population from Blanc-Sablon to Old Fort know that we do have a food bank set up here in Blanc-Sablon. We have two excellent ladies that's working at the food bank. It's Brenda Junker and Doris Jones. So we know that this is a difficult time for a lot of people going through COVID and all that, and sometimes people, the unemployment is being stopped or whatever. But if anybody needs the service of the food bank, that service is available in the municipality. It's very anonymous. It's very confidential. I know sometimes people are shy to ask for services, but I just want to know that that service exists and whoever wants it could have access to it. You can call Brenda Junker at 461-2515. Or Doris Jones at 2719, and they will assist anybody that calls them for the food bank for the sector of Blanc-Sablon 204. We had a meeting this morning as well, Abigail, with the Coalition for Health, and they are looking at setting this service up for the entire coast, and they're going to be using Brenda and Doris as resource persons to promote and get funds and all that, to set the service up for the entire coast, because with all what's going on right now, we feel that there could be a need and people may require the service. So it's something that's going to be worked on as well with the Coalition for Health.
Well, bravo to both Brenda and Doris for taking care of this essential service.
They're really, really excellent people. They're very, very discreet, very confidential, and they're doing an excellent job.